This is Paul Lam, and you're listening to the Path Hunters Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you unleash the beast from within so you can fearlessly pursue your own path and passion. Join me on this weekly journey filled with inspiring stories and actionable content. Become a Path Hunter today. Are all doing great today. I'm literally just standing outside right now. It's roughly about 8 o'clock in the morning, and I thought I'd record the Sunday episode just for you guys and talk to you guys a little bit about scarcity mentality. I've been talking a little bit about this for these Sunday sessions, and I really wanted to record more on this topic because I noticed that for me it's coming up a lot and more often than usual. Right now, most of you know that, I'm pouring a lot of my money and my resources into just building an FBA business, spending a lot of my time on Amazon and focusing on that in this perspective, because I really had to take time to kind of clear out all the fluff out of my life and really just focus down on what do I need to do to get to where I need to be. And these are the tough questions that you really have to ask yourself over and over if you're very ambitious. A lot of people really paint being an entrepreneur as something that's glorious, something that's glamorous, but really it's not the case. I remember being in the corporate 9-to-5 job, complaining about working for 48 hours or so, doing overtime and whatever it is. This is nothing compared to what I do now. I put in, every single day, every Sunday, saying no to my friends and saying no to just a lot of things in my life and really sacrificing and realizing that it's still worth it in the end, because I know that after, going through so much, going through being held at gunpoint and talking about all these different things, and really made me realize that, this is something that I need to know by the end of the journey. And really enjoying the process is really something that I've really enjoyed more than usual now, and just the learning aspect of it. But it's just been really diving back into the scarcity mentality, because a lot of the times, if you're out there being an entrepreneur, you're definitely going to feel this feeling as well too. And for me, it's been creeping up more and more often, and I've been really kind of just dealing with it, because basically you're trying to condition yourself from after over 20 plus years of just the way that your family, your environments has really, really instilled in you, and the scarcity mentality. The day that you were born, most likely you were handed over to a nurse and the doctors and everything like that, and most likely they were broke. I'm sure doctors make well amount of money, but let's be honest, I'm sure that they never really amassed a lot of wealth, because to me, wealth and success is really having the time, taking the time back, right? Having the freedom to do whatever ever you want. And if you're a doctor, if you're a nurse, most likely if you're wealthy, you most likely wouldn't want to be there. And so the day that you were born, you get, you're conditioned, you're given to your parents, and then depending on your upbringing, you're instilled the way of thinking from your family, you inherited from your environments, your school, and everything like that. And growing up, it's always been like that, coming from a Vietnamese immigrant family home, being a first generation Vietnamese Canadian. It's been just so crazy growing up, just hear my mom's stories about, the Vietnam War and how she's, stayed at concentration camps and traveled over 10,000 miles just try to get over to Canada and really build a life for both me and my brother. And this has been instilled into us. It's almost like a sense of guilt. Most Canadian Vietnamese families over here, first generations like myself, don't really know these stories, because they are given this foundation, right? They don't really know until I remember times just talking to my mom and understanding all these concepts, and I've really made the decision to go and build this life and really go after a life of my dreams and to take my time back, not only for myself but also for my family, because my mom sacrificed a lot. She came over here working jobs that nobody would want to work, really penny pinching, saving. And growing up, I was always taught that, close the door of the fridge, you're letting the air out, eat all your food, because kids in Vietnam are hungry. And I've always thought to myself, why does that even matter? It's a scarcity mentality that's always around you, and I can't help but have these feelings that creep up over and over again. And really trying to unravel that and break that is definitely a journey in its own as well too. And I've really dove into books like Think and Grow Rich, by Napoleon Hill, You Are a Badass, and a few other books that has really inspired me to kind of go walk instead of just being in my head all the time, because that's something that I do a lot very often, that I'm always in my head. I'm always thinking about, you know, am I worthy of this? Like, you know, a scarcity mentality, this is not going to work. Maybe I should go back to corporate 9-to-5 job. A lot of these feelings do creep up, and I always do my best always, because like I said, I would regret it if I don't, because I've spoken to so many retired individuals that, you know, their biggest regret is really just not trying. It's not that they put in the work and everything like that, because like they did, right? But it's more about like the things that they never tried. And you always hear stories like this. I remember working in the corporate 9-to-5 job, always hearing these kind of stories, and it just made me really sad. It just made me really frustrated, because, like, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, right? And so it's something that I don't want to do, and I really want to try, I really want to know at the end of the day, but I can't help, like I said, to feel the scarcity mentality after just being around the environment. And so tips and hacks and things that I recommend for you to go in, and if you're in this position similar to me, or really want to feel the abundance of life, just really, really getting out of your head, basically, going to Think and Grow Rich. I recommend that book. It's like a classic book. It's written in the early 1900s, and the principles of it still applies today. And so that's a wonderful book to get into. Really writing affirmations for yourself, writing down your goals and your intentions, and be really detailed about it, outlining your life for what it really is. That's one thing that I do recommend. And also, that's two things. And also, just really going for gratitude walks. Stacking gratitude is super important. You know, when you're feeling scarce, you know, when you're having the scarcity mentality, you're always reacting. You're always kind of like, okay, I need to do something. I need to do this so I can make money. I need to do this. I need to do that. But really, abundance, the moment you feel abundance, and I felt it a couple times, and the moment you feel abundance, you just really, really know that everything's going to be okay. You know that, you know, it's even better than okay. It's going to work out fine. You're going to do well, and things are going to come your way, and it's basically faith, right? And so this is basically what this is. And so gratitude walks, affirmations, combination of like the books as well too. Another great book is called Unfuck Yourself by John Bishop. It's a really wonderful book that I would recommend anyone to get into, because like similar to me, like me, I'm always in my head, and you can't help but just feel negative for yourself. It's something that a lot of people tend to do whenever they have a certain situation in their life. They tend to choose the negative part of it, the negative story, and I've been really working hard and conditioning myself to kind of unravel that and choosing the positive story instead. Always telling yourself good things, always talking to yourself, always look yourself in the mirror. Another great exercise is looking yourself in the mirror as well too, just looking at yourself, appreciating yourself, loving every single bit about yourself, loving every single bit about, you know, who you are, your eyes, your lips, everything, and just really feeling about that. I learned that from Javon Langford, and you know, it's really helped a lot. Appreciating yourself, just appreciating, you know, the growth and being in gratitude and just really feeling that, right? I'm sitting outside. I'm really just trying to take a break from all the work that I've been doing. Just really just appreciating the environment. If you're in some place that has, if you're triggered by the weather, go outside in the sun. You know, really ground yourself, remove your shoes, and walk on the floor, the ground, and just really feel good. You have to feel good before you can actually go and take on life, because if you're flustered, you're from a scarcity mentality, you're just going to react, and you're going to make the wrong decisions, and you're going to make a decision that you're going to regret, and you're not going to be happy about. I personally really have, it took me about a good solid year just to realize this, that, you know, feeling good and then taking the right actions is key as well too. You don't just want to just feel good, you just got to take the action as well too and really act on it, right? Another exercise that I've found that has been really helpful in my life is counting just from five. This is by Mel Robbins, the 5-second rule, and just to help me take action. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And this has really, really helped me, along with like growing and just really focusing down. I know Roughly, it's been only a couple months now since I got really down and serious and dirty, because like the thing is, like, I've been kind of playing around with like internet marketing, Instagram course. I've been really playing around with the other different things as well too. There's a hummingbird here. Whoa. There literally, guys, a hummingbird showed up. That's so cool. That was so cool. So talking about gratitude, like, holy, like, I appreciate that, like, in itself, like, a hummingbird just kind of flew around and it was so cool. But yeah, guys, you know, appreciating all that and being, you know, feeling the abundance. I hope these things help you. And just 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Trick your brain. If you guys want to read up on more on that, check out Mel Robbins' 5-second rule. That has really helped me a lot as well too, in terms of just taking action and clearing out my head and looking at the right actions. And I hope all these exercises help you. I will see you guys soon. Happy Sunday. You guys are all amazing people. If you guys have any questions or anything like that, message me at paul@pathhunters.com. Instagram me, Path Hunters. And if you guys feel inclined, just you know, if you guys found any value out of these episodes, leave me a review. If you guys are inclined, just like give me an honest review. Obviously, it helps a lot with the show. I love you guys. Have yourself a great one and take care. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Remember to subscribe, share, and review. Thank you for taking the time for listening to this podcast. You can always find me at pathhunters.com. Stay awesome and know that you can become a path hunter today.